Foxworthy in here. That's my granddad.
Oh, no. Or a teacher.
Yeah. Oh, a teacher. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got like a teacher thing there. Were you a good student?
I was the class clown when I started developing my personality.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, once you get that first laugh in class, it's a little bit addictive. Now, you're playing for charity today.
Yeah.
Let's tell everybody about the charity.
It is the Alzheimer's Foundation of America.
Cool.
It's just, it's helped a lot of people out. And...
Absolutely. Well, that's what life is all about. Well, we want to make you stronger today in the form of winning some big money for charity. And I got some folks here to help you do it, some very smart fifth graders. Let me introduce them. I've got Zach, Danielle, and Malachi.
Hi, Malachi.
All right, Emily, pick one of them. Let's get started.
Malachi.
Malachi, come on up here. How you doing today, buddy?
Good.
Feeling smart?
You know it.
You know it. All right, Emily, let me tell you how it's going to work. You're going to take a little test with us. 10 subjects. You can answer the questions in any order you like. First grade answers are worth $500. Fifth grade answers are worth $5,000. At the end of this, I have got a bonus question that multiplies what you've won by 10. You could win $250,000 for charity today. You ready to get started?
Yes.
All right, everybody, let's find out, is Emily West smarter than a fifth grader? All right, we got 10 subjects on the board. Which one do you like?
Third grade geometry.
Third grade geometry. You don't have to go with that, but you can if you'd like.
Okay, I'll do the fourth grade ancient history.
Fourth grade ancient history. Get the hard ones out of the way.
I'm gonna get it over with.
All right, Emily, fourth grade questions are worth $3,500. Here's this one. Which of the following civilizations was centered the farthest south? Aztec, Inca, or Mayan? Mm. Which of the following civilizations was centered the farthest south? Aztec, Inca, or Maya? Malachi has locked in his answer.
Malachi, you're a smart cookie. I'm not really good with geometry or geography. I think I'm gonna lock in Maya C.
Emily, that is absolutely wrong.
Oh, no.
What would be your next pick?
The number B.
The number B. Inca.
Inca.
Boy, let's hope Malachi said Inca.
I know.
Because there's $3,500 riding on it. Take a look at the board. You guys are in cahoots. Emily, let's keep it going. Pick another subject.
I'll do third grade geometry.
Third grade geometry. All right, the third grade question is this. How many lines of symmetry does a square have? How many lines of symmetry does a square have? Malachi has locked in his answer.
Symmetry, I want to say four, because you know, this one, I think I might have to lock it down. Four.
Four. Let me see if I can make you feel better.
Okay.
Malachi, what did you say?
Four.
Four is absolutely right.
Yes!
Pick another subject. Let's add to it.
U.S. geography.
I'll do U.S. geography.
Fourth grade U.S. geography.
Fourth grade, yes.
The fourth grade question is this. The scene of two battles during the War of 1812, Mackinac Island, is part of what U.S. state? The scene of two battles during the War of 1812, Mackinac Island, is part of what U.S. state? Malachi has locked in his answer. You know what would have made this an easier question? When was the War of 1812?
Yes, it would, Mr. Foxworthy. You know, I have to peek.
You got to peek?
I have to peek. Can I have a hall pass?
Yes.
I am going to lock it down to peek.
You want to peek?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Malachi said he thinks the state is Michigan.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe Michigan. You know what? He's a smart guy. Michigan, lock it.
Be honest with me, did you just guess?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I know better than that. You're messing with me. The correct answer is Michigan! You got it! Don't go away. We're on our way to $250,000 in the classroom today. Smarter than a fifth grader country music star, Emily West, is with us. Look at this start. $9,500 you've got already. You've got two classmates we haven't called on yet, so let's pick another one.
Danielle,
come on up here. How are you today, Danielle?
I'm good.
We want to keep this winning streak going.
Fifth grade world geography.
Fifth grade world geography? Let's get it out of the way. Here's the question. If Danielle is visiting the country whose name comes last alphabetically of every country in the world, what country is she in?
Oh.
If Danielle is visiting the country whose name comes last alphabetically of every country in the world, what country is she in? Danielle has locked in her answer.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Well, pull it off.
I hate silence. Can I have some applause to just give it a...
If you think silence is bad in your business, try being a comedian. Not fun.
I'm gonna just copy. I'm gonna copy.
Okay, I'm gonna copy. You know what? And here's the cool thing about this class. When it comes to answers, we don't count off for spelling. I gotta show you Malachi's answer. Take a look at the board. Zimbabwe.
That's what I was thinking of.
It looks like the name of a street in my hometown. Zimbabwe.
Sounds like a nice dance move. The new dance craze.
Zimbabwe is the correct answer. You wanted to copy Danielle's paper. Danielle said, Zimbabwe! Great job, Danielle. Unfortunately, now you have to go back to your desk. Because we are out of cheats. Okay, it is time to pick another subject.
Okay, so let's do fifth grade measurements.
Fifth grade measurements. Fifth grade measurements, here's the question. Zach drank 12 cups of punch at the school dance. To the nearest whole number, how many U.S. liters did he drink? Zach drank 12 cups of punch at the school dance. To the nearest whole number, how many U.S. liters did he drink? Zach, what are you doing drinking 12 cups of punch at the dance?
I love it.
I got this. Okay, 12 cups. There's 4 liters. There's 4 cups in 1 liter. I think 4 divided by 12 is 3. I think 3 liters. Oh, nearest whole number. 3. Lock. I think I got it right.
You know what? I think you did too. You are right. $5,000 more. Good job. Talk it out. Let's answer carefully. Pick another subject.
I'll do third grade grammar.
Third grade grammar. Here's the third grade grammar question. Which of the following suffixes is most frequently used to turn a verb into a noun?
Oh, okay.
IFY, LY, or MENT. Which of the following suffixes is most frequently used to turn a verb into a noun? IFY, LY, or MENT.
A noun is a thing.
And so, what is a verb?
A verb is something you do.
Okay.
Into it. Oh, C, meant. Lock. I do a lot of thinking inside my head. All my personalities come out.
You know, that might be the quote of the day. I do a lot of thinking inside my head.
I do a lot of thinking inside my head.
You think it's C, meant?
Yes.
I think you are absolutely right. It is. Stick with us. It's about to get exciting in the old classroom. Welcome back to the show. It is Celebrity Week, and we have got Emily West, country music star, with us. Look at this, $22,000. Pick your poison. Which one would you like?
I'm going to do second grade math.
Second grade math. All right, Emily, here is our second grade math question. If the maximum amount of friends Malachi is allowed to have at his birthday party is 28, how many sets of quintuplets could he invite? If the maximum amount of friends Malachi is allowed to have at his birthday party is 28, how many sets of quintuplets could he invite?
I can't believe I'm having a hard time, because I'm thinking I don't want to do the math wrong. Quintuplets is either...
So you think Quinn is...
Either 5 or 4. You know what? My friend, Hugh Mitchell IV, if he has a little boy, he might name him Quinn the fifth. It's five. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. He only gets... Five sets with three friends left over. 5 sets. Lock it in.
Malachi, it was your party. How many sets did you say?
5. 5.
You know why you said that? Because it's the right answer. Yeah. It is 5. Okay, we are down to 3 subjects.
All right. Second grade spelling.
Here's the question. How many times does the letter F appear in the following sentence? The giraffe and the buffalo fetched 50 friends.
Oh, wowzers. Say that sentence one more time.
The giraffe and the buffalo fetched 50 friends. Let's break it down.
Okay, wait, 2 F's in giraffes. The giraffe in the buffalo.
And the buffalo.
2 F's in buffalo.
Okay, fetched.
Fetched one F.
50.
Two Fs.
Friends.
One F. I'm gonna have to say 8, and I'm gonna lock it down.
And even though you did it quickly, you did it absolutely correctly. It is 8. 2 in Giraffe, 2 in Buffalo, 1 in Fetch, 2 in 50, and 1 in Friends.
Oh, my.
All right, it's time to pick another subject.
First grade vocabulary.
First grade vocabulary. The first grade vocabulary question is this. True or false? There is no letter in the English alphabet with more than one syllable in its name. True or false? There is no letter in the English alphabet with more than one syllable in its name.
Okay, because this is kind of a screwy question, you keep thinking. There is no letter in the English alphabet with more than one syllable in its name. And that's false because W. And yeah, W ruins it. And I'm gonna lock it down.
All right, let's be honest. Did it ever occur to you that you could win $250,000 here?
A lady always knows when to leave, Mr. Foxworthy, right?
I think it would probably be a bad idea to leave because you've got a chance to win $250,000 because you are right. It is false. We're going to see if Emily can do just that right after this. Here's today's extra credit question. The average U.S. kid wears down 730 of these by his or her 10th birthday. Is it A, crayons, B, shoes, or C, teachers? We'll be back in 1 minute with a hint, so don't go away. Before the break, we ask, the average U.S. kid wears down 730 of these by his or her 10th birthday? The answer is A, crayons. Welcome back to the classroom. It has gotten exciting in here. She's got $24,500. We're down to the last subject. First grade animal science. Here's the question. What species of animal is pictured here?
It's a black and white striped animal with 4 legs.
I'm gonna have to say zebra, and that's my lock it down.
Emily, that is, of course, a zebra. You are absolutely right. 10 for 10 on the test. Look at this. You got a standing ovation in here. Now, let me remind you of something we talked about a while back. It's a little something that I have in my pocket called the bonus question. The bonus question multiplies what you have won, in this case, $25,000, by 10. We could turn $25,000 into $250,000. The subject of today's bonus question is this. World history. Dropping out of school. Well, keep putting out great music, but before you take the Alzheimer's Foundation, the $25,000 check, there's one last thing I'd like for you to confess.
Oh, my name is Emily West. I'm a country music singer, and I'm not smarter than a 5th grader.
I'm not either. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.